Hello and welcome to Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Anthony, and with me is Anthony. That is because during our special E3 show, we are making it even more special by having scheduling errors. So it is just me tonight. Vince has sent me his thoughts on the Nintendo conference, and I will be telling you them at the end of the show. But for right now, it's just going to be a solo show. It's just going to be me. It's going to be you. It's going to be a little personal. It's going to be great. And we're going to be talking about Nintendo, because this is the last press conference of E3 that we are covering. And you know what? Let's just get right to it. Nintendo had their little Nintendo Spotlight. This thing is just 30 minutes of jammed-packed bangers. So they start off the show really strong with Xenoblade Chronicles 2. In the trailer, you see some gameplay. It seems very Xenoblade, if you've played that before. Timing circles on your skills to get better damage, better healing, and stuff like that. But it's great to see that the ridiculous sense of scale that Xenoblade Chronicles has is still there. But also, this game has seemed to go just way more anime than maybe before. I played Xenoblade Chronicles X on the Wii U, and that was pretty anime, but this is going to the next level. You got anime spirit girls, like, inside weapons and stuff. There were no showings of giant robots, or at least was there? No, there wasn't any showings of giant robots. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to go 99% sure on that. So I would like to see more in robot gameplay, because really Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is, here's you as a person and everything looks huge, and then here's you as a robot, and the things you thought were inanimate objects are maybe actually enemies, and the scale just widens exponentially. I'm really excited to play that one. Next up, they have a new Kirby game. They're just calling it Kirby. They also do this for another game that we'll talk about later in the show, but it's a new four-player Kirby game, 2D, but you're able to combine powers, which reminds me of Kirby 64, where you could get two different types of elements and just combine them together to make your whatever favorite power-up was. But in this one, you're using other teammates, it seems like, to power up your character. So they showed a bomb that was in water and it blew up certain enemies. Or if you combine ice and stone, you're a curling rock and you can slide down places and just take out enemies that way. It looks really interesting. The release date for it is 2018. And as usual, as a first party Nintendo game, it's just oozing charm. Next up, there was some just maybe little announcements from the Pokken tournament team. It was confirmed, at least to me, or in this trailer, that it is two-player single console, which I am very happy about. Like, I want to take that Pokken tournament game on the go and be like, hey, man, let's, like, play this. Just take out a controller and go for it. I think the biggest announcement coming out of this thing is the fact that Game Freak has started development on a core Pokemon game for the Switch. So this kind of solidifies the fact that they're moving forward after, was it Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon? It's going to be something brand new for the Switch. And I'm really happy about that. I really want to see what a Switch Pokemon is like, if they're going to actually try and harness the power to make it look like something as good as the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 trailer we saw. Next up, I'm positive that Vince is excited about this. The Metroid Prime 4 logo showed. There was no actual announcement, there was an announcement, but no actual gameplay or even a cutscene was shown, but it was just the logo. Metroid Prime 4 coming at you. It's pretty cool. I've never really played the old Metroid Prime games. I think I played one for a little bit. Coming from a Metroid game, though, I was really hoping to see something more 2D. You know, when you think of Metroidvania, you think of 2D dungeon exploring. I kind of wanted more of that. So maybe we'll get some of that, like, later at E3. Next up, this is the other game I was talking about when I was saying that Kirby was just called Kirby. This new game is just called Yoshi, and it's a new Yoshi game. Two-player. Still has, at first I thought it was Yarn Yoshi style aesthetics, But they've put this game into like a toy box where everything is kind of based around like children's toys or children's dioramas that you would have. There was a boss that was a toy train. Again, just charming, like, as, right? The cool thing here is that they have a gimmick of a stage flipping. So you can look at a stage from any direction and using what looked like just tiles on the levels, you ground pound them and it switches the camera 180. And you can see behind certain things you couldn't see before, or maybe certain stage hazards will block your view. So the one example was there was kind of a paper screen covering and you could only see the silhouettes of the two Yoshis. And when they ground pounded, the camera switched and then you were on the other side and you could see them again. It seemed like a cool gimmick. I do want to see more. It's mainly the aesthetic that I really like of this new Yoshi game. After this, Fire Emblem Warriors. I'm not a big Fire Emblem fan. I wish Vince was here to see that, to get his live reaction, but what can you do? After that, we have Breath of the Wild DLC. So the season pass has been up since the game released. And we finally got a glimpse at the two DLC offerings that they're going to bring. So Trial of the Sword. Actually, I believe it's called Master's Trial. Master's Trial is, it seems like it's, here's a bunch of kind of cool minor upgrades to the core game. So they have a trial mode called Trial of the Sword. Kind of looks like a weird survival arena. They have Heroes Path mode, which I believe will be free. And it tracks or retroactively shows you the progress you made throughout the game throughout the past 200 hours or something like that. They showed some new armor. There's Majora's Mask in there. You could dress up as the guards from the DS games, and probably the most important DLC armor you'll ever see in your lifetime, which is Tingle armor. No, for real, Tingle. So when you go to Tingle Island in Breath of the Wild, it's kind of lackluster, because you want to see Tingle, right? But nothing was there. So this new Tingle armor looks hot. I can't wait. There's also Master Mode, which looks like a harder version of the original game. They showed a scenario where enemies were working in like a tag team with each other. So they had a Moblin that was on a plank, but it was being lifted up by three Koroks that were inflated. So it doesn't seem like it's just a difficulty upgrade, but also it seems like they're adding different enemy combinations. And they also showed a gold Lynel, which I assume would be the super ultra hardest version of it. The second DLC pack is called The Champion's Ballad. They just showed a short trailer, and that's all you really get from it. It's a short trailer. It's going to be about the four heroes that you get your powers from in Breath of the Wild. And those two DLCs, so the Master's Trial is coming out June 30th, end of this month, and The Champion's Ballad will come out holiday 2017. So that's still within this year, and it's pretty cool. I don't feel like I'm going to pick up the first DLC pack, even though it does have Tingle armor. I don't know what I'm going to do there, but we'll see. The Champion's Ballad sounds more like a new story integration, which is something I want. I want to see the backstory of those heroes, because they were very interesting characters when you played the game, but you never really... You only got a sense of their personality, never really a sense of what they did. I would really like to see what they did for both Link and Zelda, and maybe even how they became heroes, why they're so good at what they do that people respect them in that way. It'd be pretty great to see. The last announcement for this Zelda section was that the four champions in Breath of the Wild will be coming out as amiibos. So if you got that amiibo itch, here's more for you to buy. After Zelda, there was Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. We did cover this in the Ubisoft conference, so if you're interested in hearing our thoughts on the Rabbids Kingdom Battle, go back into our video archives or our podcast archives and look at the Ubisoft conference recap. Rocket League is coming to the Switch holiday 2017. It will have exclusive customization options and cars, but also cross-network support. So on your Switch, you can play against people who are on the PC, on the PS3, on the, or is that game on the PS3? Well, if it is, you can play there, and on the PS4 and that kind of stuff. I liked Rocket League when it came out. I don't think playing it on the go will make me want to play it more, but I know that game has a huge fan base, so I'm sure other people are excited for that. And then the last game shown is Super Mario Odyssey. First off, out of the gate, the Super Mario Odyssey theme song is fantastic. It's like this jazzy, swing-style song. And at first, it doesn't even sound like it's a game theme. And then when it gets into the chorus, it's like, come collect coins with me and stuff. And you're like, oh, this is strictly a Mario song. But I really liked it. The gameplay they showed is all over the place. They have Mario turning into, if you remember, A Link Between Worlds, where Link could flatten up against a wall and kind of work in a 2D space. But it seems like they've built levels on top of cast or like on top of walls, so you can flatten yourself 2D style and then play a 2D Mario to get up to a higher 3D area. The hat has also shown the different ways you can use the hat, collect coins, whip it out, jump off it, do that kind of stuff. But the thing I didn't know you could do is that the hat is basically a ghost. You can it's almost like you take your own spirit, but you physically go into it. You throw the hat at an enemy or an object or something, and Mario can possess it. He can become that option. And they showed that not only with they showed New Donk City, and you could go around and possess like the regular people pedestrians there, but also you can do it to enemies. So there's scenes of you being a Bullet Bill, of you being a Koopa Troopa, of you being a Hammer Bro. And then also just ridiculous things. Like you could be a rocket ship, or you could be a goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is so cool. It's maybe it could be a Monster Hunter. That'd be pretty cool. If Monster Hunter World's not for the Switch, though. If there's Double Cross DLC, that where you could fight like the Mario Rathalos, that'd be pretty cool. But it was, the whole game just looked super polished and really final, and it kind of shows that it's really final because it's coming out October 27th of this year. This kind of goes with the rest of the E3 conferences, where Nintendo has only shown you stuff that is either soon, like as in this year, or it is one fiscal year, so right about that March ending, 2018, which is great. And out of all the press conferences, they had the most packed amount of games that I personally want to play. Out of it, I'm probably most hyped for Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Super Mario Odyssey, and that Kirby game just looks really fun. I'm a big fan of Kirby games, so. Those are kind of my top three picks. And here, so I think that the conference was the strongest easily out of all of them. Nintendo really justified the reason that I bought a Switch and made me excited to play more games on that system. Vince also, he has sent in his thoughts via text, so I will tell you them right now. So Vince says that Nintendo had the best conference of E3, and I gotta agree with him. He wants to play everything. Okay, this is where we're gonna start differing, because I know he loves Rocket League more than I do. I know he loves Fire Emblem more than I do, and he would be someone who would want to play that Fire Emblem Warriors game. So I guess that's on him. In all caps, OMG Metroid Prime 4. All this dude talks about is, Nintendo, please make a new Metroid game, and please make a new F-Zero game. And he got one of them. So, I bet he's super excited. He's excited also for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and Fire Emblem to be this holiday. I like one of those. Those are pretty cool. And he thinks that the best announcement wasn't even in the spotlight. This is news to me too. Good thing I didn't read these beforehand. So, Metroid 2 Return of Samus, there's going to be a remake for the 3DS, which is apparently made by the Castlevania team. It's got to hurt. Maybe. He thinks that the only negatives of this press conference is that there's no F-Zero. Dude, F-Zero's dead. Just leave it be. And also, no Monster Hunter Switch announcement or just information at all. I'm also disappointed by that. You guys know that me and Vince are both huge Monster Hunter fans, and Monster Hunter World looks sick, but I really want to play Double Cross in North America, because that G-rank missions and enemies and stuff are where Monster Hunter gets kind of crazy, and where you can make your own builds and really test yourself as a Monster Hunter. But that was it for Nintendo. Hope you guys watched it. Hope you guys had a good time. Tell us your thoughts in the comments. If you wanted to check out our other videos on all the other press conferences, you can check out our YouTube page, which is just TNIAB, or you can subscribe to our Facebook page as well. I post up all of our episodes on Facebook, and we have a pinned post at the top that'll have the link, the YouTube link, to every single one of our recaps. You can, so yeah, Facebook, YouTube, and then if you're on that podcast train, we are also on iTunes, so check that out. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of E3, and man, it seems like a good time to play games. I would say that most of the announcements here at E3, at least at the press conferences proper, were kind of middling, but there was some great stuff coming out that I'm excited for. So check out those games, man. See you later.